Hour number two of Darren, Donick, and Chase. Glad to be with you here today. More from SEC Media Days coming up. We're going to hear about something that Lane Kiffin said. We're going to get D-Mace's take on the whole NIL thing. But it's time for our Big Machine Music City Grand Prix driver interview. And it's brought to you by the Nashville Sheriff and Social Furniture, where we sell comfort. Shop local, shop social at 5412 Charlotte Avenue. We're pleased to be joined by Scott Dixon. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming up August 5th to the 7th this season, round 14 of the 17 race season. You can get your tickets by going to musiccitygp.com. Scott Dixon is an outstanding driver, been around a long time. In fact, we can go way back with him, but the old Nashville Super Speedway. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and looking forward to the upcoming event, man. It was a blast last year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, and hopefully it'll be even better. I want to ask you about that in a moment. But, I mean, you, Scott, for those that do not know, is a six-time IndyCar Series champion. And Scott, going way back, we used to come out to the Nashville Super Speedway every year when the track was new and you guys were coming through there. So, I mean, you have done this circuit for a long time. So this is a pretty unique event, isn't it, when you get to go around downtown like it is?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Nashville Super Speedway was, you know, definitely have fond memories there. I think we won three or four times, got a few of those guitars. So Nashville's always been, have had a sweet spot for that. And last year, the first time in downtown Nashville, I had actually forgotten how crazy and wild Nashville is as a city, man. It's a fun place. And, you know, I kind of saw that firsthand on the first night. I think it was Thursday night. We were doing a pit stop competition right there on Broadway. And, you know, just to see the crowd and everybody come out, it's definitely been a huge success. And I think it was over 100,000 people on race day last year. So, you know, big thanks to everybody at Big Machine and, you know, Scott Borchetta and Mark and everybody involved, because it's definitely these events that are huge for IndyCar. And as you said, I'm a veteran. You know, I've been in the sport for over 20 years you know, it's just really special to see some of these events and new and upcoming events and how they knock them, you know, right out of the park first go.
So what keeps driving you to win more? You just mentioned it. You're very decorated. You've done this for a long time. How do you stay? It's always fun to ask champions what keeps them hungry, even if you've done almost everything there is to do.
Probably getting beaten. You know, I think that's what, you know, keeps me hungry, man. You know, luckily we, or I should say with a lot of hard work, you know, we grabbed our 52nd win this weekend in Toronto and tied Mario Andretti for second on the all-time wins list, which was huge and a massive milestone for myself. So, you know, there are those glimpses, but, you know, we're in a sport where you lose a lot more than you win. And I think that's what really drives you on. But, you know, just the competition and the team atmosphere, you know, I've been at it's my 21st season with Chip Ganassi Racing, and, you know, having Chip, you know, steer this ship, and just his, you know, obsessiveness, I guess, with you know, filters down through everybody. And, you know, for me, you know, I feel very lucky to have this opportunity and just want to make the most of it. But there's nothing more triggering, I guess, and getting beat hard sometimes, and you know, I think that the coming back and winning is what it's all about.
Now, like you said, Scott, you've been in the game for a long time, and it takes a special person, and it takes a lot of dedication in whatever you do to be in that specific sport or profession for a very long time. So kudos to you. You've been in it a long time. Maybe you stayed at the top for a very long time. If I'm not mistaken, now you're second all time. You tied Mario Andretti for IndyCar win. So congratulations on that. But my question is, how do you, after so long, because race car isn't a traditional, like, physical sport, meaning you're running and doing all, you're getting hit and all this other stuff, like my sport was in football. So the conditioning is a lot different in football than I would take in IndyCar racing. So what is it that you do condition wise that you last so long in such a grueling sport?
Yeah, you know, it's a very good point. You know, and football is one of the most brutal sports I've ever seen. You know, it's tough, extremely tough on the body. Luckily, you know, I think with you know, motor racing in general, You know, if you look at the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, drivers were losing, you know, best friends every other weekend, mm-hmm. you know, just with the safety side of things. So I guess that's a, you know, that's definitely a big part of it. You know, injuries are kind of less, you know, there is a big part on the drive, right? You know, mm-hmm. getting up and, you know, I still train 6 days a week, three of those days, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, you know, the others just two in the morning. The cars are very physical. You know, the IndyCar is kind of one of the last left purists with no power steering and, you know, very high loads. You know, you're getting up to 4 or 5 G in some of these corners. And your average heart rate for a 2 hour race can be, you know, 150 to 170 beats per minute. So, you know, the a lot of the drivers, I think, and even through my era, you know, kind of took a really big precedent on making sure that, you know, the physical side is not something that's going to alter your thinking and being exhausted and things like that. So, I know it's really helped me. In some ways, I think, you know, I've had injuries and broken plenty of bones, but, you know, I don't know. You know, I think it's more of a mental game, I think, when it really comes to it, you know, and how long you can, obviously, if you have an injury that takes you out of it, that's something different. But, you know, to go this long, I think, for a lot of people, but I have seen motorsport in general and this sport, you know, the longevity is getting a lot longer, which is great to see.
We're talking to Scott Dixon, six-time champion. Right now he's in fifth place in the IndyCar Series, and there are 7 races to go. They're in Iowa coming up this weekend, and, of course, they'll be in Nashville August 5th for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. One of the things, Scott, that I always enjoyed when you guys would come through at the Nashville Speedway is the camaraderie you guys had as drivers. You compete against one another so hard on the weekends, but it seems like there's just kind of a good fraternity back and forth. You kind of rib each other. We've often talked to one of the younger guys in Joseph Newgarden, who's burst on the scene here. You've been around a little bit longer than him, but he's got that kind of personality too. That's one thing that I didn't know anything about the sport until you guys started coming through Nashville, but that seems like it's a fun part, personalities and a competition that's respectful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think IndyCar is quite unique like that, you know, but we are a bit of a traveling circus, right? We spend a lot of time together and, you know, the motorhome lot, I think, is probably got a lot bigger even from, you know, when I first started and where you do hang out, you know, after the races or even, you know, the nights before Thursday kind of through Sunday. COVID kind of changed it a little bit and people kind of try to get in and out as quick as possible, but you're totally right. I think it's some of it sometimes too is just, you know, the danger factor too, right? Like, you know, you know that it's dangerous, you know, you are quite close to all of, you know, all of the people that are involved in the sport just because you know, how lucky one you are to be in it. But, you know, secondly, you know, and on the unfortunate side is that, you know, you occasionally do lose close friends. So I think that is a part of that, you know, which is, you know, not something that everybody talks about, but yeah, you know, I do love that part of IndyCar racing, that, you know, the competition is through the roof. You know, I've never seen it so tough in all of my career, but everybody also understands that, you know, you got to enjoy life, you got to have fun, and you know, don't get me wrong, there's some people that just plainly don't get on throughout the season, and you know, that's totally fine, and that's the competition side. But in general, man, it's a pretty tight family that we have here.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. Good luck when you get to Nashville in August, and in the meantime, continued success on the circuit here. Good luck in Iowa this Saturday.
I can't wait, man, and thanks for having me on, and looking forward to getting back to Nashville.
Awesome. Scott Dixon, 20 consecutive seasons with at least one win on the IndyCar circuit. He's a 5-time champion. He'll be coming to Nashville for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix August 5th through the 7th. That is round 14 of the 17-race season. Remember, you can go to musiccitygp.com to get the tickets.
That is just, you know, just listening to him and knowing how long he has been, you know, in the circuit. It has to be grueling, you know, on your body from the standpoint of what he talked about, getting in and out of this vehicle. You know, you're driving for long periods of time in this compact car. And, you know, whether it's your back, your knee, your arms, it's not like I said, it's not like your traditional sport in football where you're getting beat up, you know, physically by another person. It's you're getting beat up by the car, you know. and you traveling and, you know, just consistently at a high rate of speed. So I can, seriously take my hat off to those guys, because, you know, the ones that have been doing it a long time and have sort of skirted having that huge accident that sort of puts them out, or like he said, takes a life, you know. So it's a lot of things that has to be going right with your team. If you can survive in a game that long without having any, you know, major catastrophes goes on with your racing team.
No question about it. That interview brought to you by the Nashville Sheriff and Social Furniture, where they sell comfort. Shop local, shop social at 5412 Charlotte Avenue. When we come back, we'll get back into our SEC Media Day coverage. We're going to hear something that Lane Kiffin said yesterday. We're going to get D. Mace's take. It has to do with the NIL. Stay tuned. We've got more coming here on The Game.